With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former President Trump took in over $50 million at a fundraising event at a supporter's home in Palm Beach last night. Speaking to the select guests, Mr. Trump says the upcoming election will be crucial for the country's future.
The election's going to be in now a little more than 6 months, and it's going to be the most important, I believe, election we've ever had. I think it's going to go down as the most important date in the history of our country. That's November 5th.
Meanwhile, Mr. Trump's haul of $50.5 million is a record and is beats President Biden's take of $26.5 million in his event just a short few days ago. Also at SRNnews.com, the financial markets and the Federal Reserve will sit up and take notice this week when a key barometer of inflation is released.
The Consumer Price Index for March, due for release Wednesday, will play a role in the Fed's decision on interest rates and whether to start cutting rates soon. Economists surveyed by the Wall Street Journal expect the March CPI to have risen 0.3%, compared with a 0.4% increase a month before. It would point to a continuing cooling of inflation. Another gauge of inflation for March, the Producer Price Index, a measure of prices at the wholesale level, will be released Thursday. Rich Thomason reporting.
A ferry accident off the coast of Mozambique reports now of upwards of 90 people dead. The future of Uber and Lyft in Minneapolis garnering concern and debate in recent weeks after the city council voted last month to require ride-hailing companies pay drivers a higher rate while they're within city limits. Uber and Lyft say they will stop serving the Minneapolis area when the ordinance takes effect on May 1st. This is SRN News. Florida's heartbeat bill is about to go into effect.
Beginning on May 1st, abortion will be banned in the Sunshine State as soon as an unborn child's heartbeat can be detected, usually about 6 weeks into pregnancy. The Florida Supreme Court has rejected a challenge to the measure, which is similar to legislation already in place in other states. Meanwhile, abortion advocates are working on a ballot measure that would enshrine abortion in the Florida Constitution this November. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds Americans agree on a number of the country's fundamental rights. The AP NORC survey reveals 90% of adults say the right to vote and equal protection under the law is very important. However, while 58% of Republicans think culture is grounded in Christian values and beliefs is essential, characteristic of America, only 18% of Democrats agree. This is SRN News. Tomorrow's going to be a very special day at Yankee Stadium.
An earthquake shook Yankee Stadium Friday as the Yanks took batting practice before their home opener. 3 days later, the Yankees will play after another natural phenomenon, but at least this one is expected. The solar eclipse Monday afternoon with parts of New York in its path. The Bronx Bombers will host Miami at 6 p.m. in a game pushed back 4 hours because of the potential for delays. And by the way, the first 15,000 fans will receive a Yankees solar eclipse T-shirt. Jason Walker reporting.
William Byron took the lead with 73 laps to go, held onto it during a two-lap overtime finish to enhance Hendrick Motorsports' celebration of its 40-year anniversary of the win at the NASCAR Cup Series race in Martinsville. More details at srnnews.com.